This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. And you can join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
We started out by telling you about Washington, D.C., now celebrating a full year of marijuana legalization there, where it's legal to possess up to 2 ounces of marijuana as an adult and cultivate up to 6 plants in your home, but not legal to smoke it in public. Arrests are down significantly for possession, down by 98% from 2014 to 2015. We'll tell you more about it, but your calls come first here. So let's go to the phones and to the fun, where we've got Michael on the line in Alabama. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, shalom. Thank you, Ian and Mark. It's actually Mishael.
Okay, sorry about that. Mishael.
It's a Hebrew name.
Gotcha.
But anyway, I'm coming tonight as a, I don't like labels, but I guess I would be coming as a Messianic Jew. In other words, I believe in the Tanakh and the basic teachings of the Old Testament, but also believe in Yeshua or Jesus and the story of the, you know, being crucified on a tree and raised again and, you know, but what I guess sort of a Christian, so to speak, believe in. But
okay.
So, and I'm not speaking for all Messianic Jews at all, but I'm saying that I'm in favor of not the legalization of marijuana, but just leaving it alone and making it not illegal.
It would seem to me that if we were taught anything by the Bible is that humans have free will. And in order to have free will, you need to be able to make decisions. What the government, what people who want the government to make marijuana illegal are doing is acting like God, not acting like people. And this is the thing that Satan was swatted out of heaven for. Those people, if they believe the story, they risk the ire of God for acting like the devil.
Exactly. So I'm saying, let's say the government has its hands on something that it necessarily should not. So I'm not saying it should be made legal, just not make it illegal. And by the way, one of the basic stories that a lot of Christians, and I'm very conservative as far as the scripture is concerned, with Yeshua and the Holy Spirit and all that. But when the kings, and there it says 3 kings or 3 wise men, but because there were 3 gifts, everybody goes in their nativity scene, they put the little 3 kings. Could have been 6 kings, could have been, I don't know, 2. Anyway, the gifts they brought were gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Myrrh is marijuana opium-based substance.
Really?
So
they brought drugs to the little baby Jesus?
They brought gold. I think he's about 2 years old by the time they got to Yeshua's place. But
gotcha. Hey, Michael, thanks for sharing that. No. Tell me something about Messianic Judaism, though. So,
I'm not saying Yeshua ran around smoking pot or hashish or anything, okay? But it was used for medicinal purposes. That's
hey, if it's good enough for the baby Jesus, it's good enough for me. So,
my dad was a pharmacist, and 50 years ago, he made his own paregoric. He put on little baby's gums, and it was made out of this type of petroleum jelly, and it was made out of a tincture of opium.
Michael, I'm just curious about Messianic Judaism. So it is a movement that combines Christianity with Judaism. I'm new to it. I don't really know what's. So does that mean that you believe that in the sort of the triune God, whereas I believe Jews are a monotheistic belief, correct?
Believe in Yahweh, Father God, and Yeshua as his son, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, is a person of Yahweh God. So
sounds like the Trinity.
So that does mean you believe in the Trinity. Okay. Thank you for the call tonight, Michael. I appreciate it.
I would not use the word Trinity, but...
Something like that.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
According to Wikipedia, Camphora myrrha tree is one of the primary trees from which myrrh is harvested. And looking at this thing, it's a thorny plant that didn't look anything like marijuana.
So it's not marijuana.
That's the claim of Wikipedia.
Let's go on here. You can bring up anything. James is in Virginia listening to WNIS. Hello, James.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing this evening?
Good.
Guys,
sir, go
first
ahead.
Time I've heard the show. I'm really enjoying it, man.
Welcome.
And,
oh, we'll offend you at some point.
First off, guys, let me point out, I don't smoke pot. I don't drink. I'm a pretty social guy and haven't ever needed anything to loosen up in order to have a conversation. But I also don't judge people who do. I guess I'm what you would call an Ayn Rand objectivist, which most closely describes my philosophy. And guys like Dave Kilme, who have such a problem with the federal government actually legislating and intervening in people's rights or the prosecution, but he's more than happy at the state level to legislate his morality upon other people.
Mm-hmm.
And, he loves people. I believe him. As long as they think and act just like he does. Just as long as they're sexuality
that's
the same as him. Just as long as they use the same type of drugs that he's okay
with. Which is not loving people, right? I mean,
it's not.
Right, that's loving yourself. You know, Dave loves Dave, and he wants everyone to act like Dave. But that's
Dave,
not loving people.
Dave, if you're so concerned about abortion, do not have one. It's pretty easy. If you I could really hear the distaste in his voice when he discussed the LGBT community. Well, guess what, Dave? Don't have sex with another man if you have that much problem with it. All these things are pretty easy to accomplish without the intervening of the government at a state level, federal, or local level. And it's always killed me how these people say they're so free and we love everything. And they, a lot of it comes from the far right, from, your the Bible, and everything. And you made a good point. If it's about free will, then why do the people feel the need to legislate their morality upon other people who choose to live a different lifestyle?
Why can't they persuade?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's such a good idea to not do whatever drug, fill in the blank, then you should be able to persuade people to not do it rather than using jail cells.
I'd say the answer is public property, or the thing that we generally call public property. So we have, developed, this nation has developed in a paradigm where we have had this notion of an organization called the state. Over the course of 9,000 years that we've been able to prove that governments exist in that form, this is what it has wrought. And one of the issues is public property, sidewalks, things like that. So I can, for instance, thinking of the gay issue, there's a co-host that was on this show, Derek Jay, at one point. He was talking about his adventures in San Francisco, where they went out to a party on the streets where men were actually having sex in the Castro district on the streets of San Francisco. And I don't know. All I can do is believe what the guy says. But I got to say that at some point or another, this is just going to be a little too much for Mr. and Mrs. America to put up with. So the answer is, why don't people just shut up? Is because at some point or another, it's going to be thrown in their face.
Well, and also, last time I checked, if a man and a woman was having sex in the street, it's already illegal.
It's a crime.
Okay, already have laws, just like the gentleman pointed out. Well, what if they get in a car, smoking marijuana? Sir, there are already laws preventing people from operating motor vehicles while under the influence of any drug. What these people fail to understand, that in a free society, you do not have the right not to be offended by the choices that other people make to live their lives. And that's one thing Americans need to get the hell over.
I'm with you, James. Great call. Thanks for sharing those thoughts with us. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. He said it was his first time listening. Sounds like he found the right show.
Yeah, it sure does.
855-450-3733.
Not that we're objectivists.
3733. No, certainly not. But we do love liberty, and there's a lot of, I would say there's a lot of overlap between the objectivist community and the libertarian communities. That's what we tend to describe ourselves as here on Free Talk Live. You should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't infringe upon the rights of others in the process. And, the whole idea that, someone, if we legalize marijuana, someone might blow it in your face. is just a ridiculous, fear-mongering reason to not legalize marijuana or decriminalize it or, as our caller previously was suggesting, end prohibition of it. I think that would be the ideal, to not have to go through the legalization process.
And it smells better than tobacco. Let's be realistic.
Well, some people probably think differently about that, but I tend to agree with you. 855-453, that's the toll-free number here. You can join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us here on the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show here at username LRN.FM. That's our Skype username.
I want to tell you real quick about Super Beats. I've been taking this this supplement for probably a month now, and it's great. It not only does it give you extra energy, but it's got it increases your nitric oxide levels. For those of you who have been seeing the medical news in this area, nitric oxide levels can help regulate blood pressure and increase cardiovascular health. If you live long enough, you're going to have cardiovascular issues. That's just it. And if you're over the age of 40, you've probably got, you're on your way. If not there, I had it like right about 40. So check it out. Go to ftlbeats.com and read up on it, because it's really worth it taking a look, and it's worked for me. And if you don't feel the results, you don't pay for Super Beats. You get a 30-day free supply with your first order. You also get the nitric oxide indicator strip so that you can see that it's working just like I do. And you can get the free book, Beat the Odds, and all of it comes with free shipping. There's really no risk here. FTLBeats.com, 800-951-8940. FTLBeats.com, 800-951-8940.
Let's go to the phones and the fun. We're talking a lot about cannabis here tonight as Washington, D.C. celebrates its first full year of having legal cannabis, where if you're an adult, you can have under 2 ounces of cannabis legally, and also you can grow up to 6 plants, which is more like, that's more like a repeal of prohibition, at least a partial repeal of prohibition. We had a caller earlier who was suggesting that they would prefer to not have legalization. We hadn't really gotten into this yet tonight, the differences between decrim, legalization, and repeal of prohibition. Normally, proposals on the table in various different legal forms are legalization or decriminalization. And it can get a little blurry, between one or the other. What's the difference? Well, classically, the definition of decriminalization is anything that reduces criminal penalties for cannabis or whatever we're talking about. So in this case, we're talking about cannabis. So
decriminalization is less criminal.
To make it less criminal. But does that also mean that if you make it less criminal to possess, let's say, 2 ounces, like they did in D.C., where it's illegal now to possess 2 ounces, is that decriminalization still, because there's still criminal ways to possess it, meaning that if you have more than 2 ounces, it's still criminal? So is that considered decriminalization, or is it considered legalization because it's legal to possess the 2 ounces, or is it considered a partial repeal of prohibition because it's effectively legal to possess 2 ounces, even though there's not a legalized distribution structure that goes along with it, meaning there's not a tax system in place, meaning you can't go into a store and purchase it in Washington, D.C.
Okay, so I think it's a semantic argument, but if you want me to come down on the side on this one, I'm going to say that what they've done is they've totally decriminalized the possession of 2 ounces or less, meaning that there is no criminal aspect to it. But you can't; it's not legal in the sense that you can sell it or do anything else. So there's no way to build a business around it. So it's not legalized. I'm going to say that just removing the restrictions in that case you'd call that decriminalization.
All right, let's continue here. You can share your thoughts. Let's talk to Walker, listening in Albuquerque, to Kiva. Hello, Walker. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the radio.
Hi, my name is Doug, and I'm going to keep asking you.
You are on a terrible connection. I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to put you back on hold, and we'll see if the board op can maybe get with you and either get off of whatever, I don't know if that was like a headset or what was going on there, but we couldn't really understand you. Let's continue here with Ross, and Ross is in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Hello, Ross.
How you doing, Mark and Ian? I really appreciate y'all having me tonight.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, first off, I'd like to say happy anniversary to D.C. on their marijuana laws.
Yeah.
And second off, I would just like to add that marijuana has been classified as a Schedule I drug for most of its adult life, I would say. Long story short, though, there's pretty much 4 or 5 other drugs, that are classified as Schedule I drugs that don't really meet the criteria as I know it. I'm a law school student, and I really wouldn't prefer to say where, but
Schedule I criteria, meaning that it's supposed to have no recognized medicinal use.
No medicinal use is one. Two, it's not addictive as a substance. and I'm not really fresh up on the third one, but
No. What you're saying is it would have to be addictive in order for it to be a Schedule One, correct?
Right. It's just, you know, there's no medicinal use. I think there's something about lack of safety or something if you use it. But, I mean, if you think about, you know, just broaden the spectrum here, like, I mean, any of the psychedelics that are on there are pretty much well known to be non-addictive. A lot of people using, or that have PTSD can use some sort of psychedelic to help themselves out, just like other people use marijuana to, you know, cure their ailment. And I mean, arguably, you know, another thing that the DEA like supports is that none of these drugs should be prescribed by a doctor for any medical use or anything like that. I mean, with all these pain, you know, killers and stuff that are out today, that's pretty much just a variation of heroin in my eyes. And
absolutely, heroin was prescribed in the past. Heroin as
you can go look up heroin advertisements on Google, and you will find these old timey advertisements for heroin.
Cocaine was prescribed,
and many people would claim that the economic engine that is the United States today was built in this time frame. The Guild era is what it's referred to as. So basically, if you support drug prohibition laws, you hate productive Americans. I mean, that's what it really comes down to. It's the nanny state that has the more restrictions on humans that's created the drug war, not good old fashioned American values.
Yeah, I mean, you can go, and I don't have the full list of Schedule One here, so I don't know what all of the Schedule One drugs are, but certainly heroin has recognized medical uses. It was used medicinally for a long time, and further, as TJ the spy was explaining to us last night, I believe it's called diacetylmorphine. In its, you know, non-street name form, heroin.
Exactly right.
That he described that when it goes into your body, it actually turns into morphine. So
that's exactly right. And you know, I mean, I just don't understand exactly how they can per se decriminalize or legalize a certain Schedule One drug that does not meet any of these criteria, and not necessarily, you know, decriminalize or legalize the rest of the ones that meet the same criteria. By no means do I think that, you know, it should be free game to anyone that wants to use heroin all day long. I mean, but then at the same time, if you're a productive member of society, who really cares what you do?
Nothing's stopping someone from using heroin all day long right now, except the fact is that it's illegal, and so therefore they could go to prison for it, or they could get another batch of heroin that's 10 times stronger without realizing it and then overdose accidentally. Hey, Ross, great call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Of course, heroin is, you know, well-known for its pain-killing properties. I don't know how well-known that is, but it is a painkiller. It's an opiate. And further, cocaine, apparently on the Schedule 1 list, according to rsdhope.org. Cocaine has been used as a topical anesthetic, I believe, if I'm not mistaken about that.
Analgesic? I don't know.
It's a painkiller, basically.
Yeah.
Toll-free number.
Not particularly a good one.
Yeah, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That allows you to bring up whatever's on your mind on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition. Plenty of time for you if you want to join us right now. We've got an open line at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Arcade City is available now in both the app stores, the Play Store for Google and the App Store for Apple. The Apple takes a little while longer than Google to get things approved. They finally did this week, so if you've been waiting to download the Arcade City ride-sharing app, you can now do that from either one of those two locations. You can also drive for Arcade City. Well, why would you want to do that? You got Uber, you got Lyft, you got these ride-sharing platforms that are ubiquitous and popular and global. Why go with the upstarts? Why go with Arcade City? Well, it's because it's built by drivers for drivers, and it's more decentralized than Uber and Lyft. Unlike Uber and Lyft, which are big corporations that are just sort of making centralized decisions about where they should go and what their rates should be of their drivers, meaning that the central company, Uber or Lyft, can cut your rates or increase them, but they recently cut rates, and a lot of drivers are upset about that, can cut your rates without really caring about what you think. If you don't like it, they know that you can leave, but they'll probably find some new drivers to replace you. So what do you do in that situation? Well, you join Arcade City, and then you'll get to set your own rates. Now, Arcade City's brand new to the scene, so you know you can't download the app and expect to all of a sudden be receiving a bunch of rides. You've got to push it. This is like more of an entrepreneurial experience than Uber and Lyft. You've got to be able to get out there and market yourself effectively as a driver for Arcade City to potential riders, and you can learn more about that. Just go to arcade.freetalklive.com. If you want to drive for Arcade City, you do have to pass a background check, and if you're an existing Uber or Lyft driver, that's easy to prove. But you do not need to be an Uber or Lyft driver now to sign up for Arcade City. You can just go to arcade.freetalklive.com. Again, as long as you can prove a background check, you'll get in and get approved to be a driver for Arcade City. Now, if you prefer to ride with Arcade City, you want to try that out, just go to arcaderide.freetalklive.com. But again, to drive for Arcade City, you can keep all of what you earn, unlike Uber and Lyft, which are taking like 20 or 25%. So keep everything with Arcade City, and it's more decentralized. So go to arcade.freetalklive.com to get signed up to drive there. Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We'll continue here. Lots of calls about cannabis here tonight. We're going to try Walker a second time here. He had a bad connection before, but I'm told it's cleared up a bit. Go ahead, Walker.
Hi. Can you guys hear me now?
Yep. We got you. Go ahead.
Hi. My first name's Doug. Last name's Walker. Yeah.
Excellent. You're on the radio, Doug. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was listening to your show cut the middle of it about legalizing marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And being a recovering addict, as far as I'm concerned, they should legalize it. Because I never heard anybody say, and I'm speaking about myself, that a lot of the problem with drug addiction is the people's personalities. And me personally, I can't do it because I have an addictive personality.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to your caller, I think he was from Indiana, that said it was disrespect about, you know, blowing marijuana smoke in people's face.
Yep.
See, I have a choice. I can walk away from, you know,
right.
And I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. I mean, it's just nothing more than fear-mongering to say that if you legalize marijuana that all of a sudden people are going to start blowing it in your face.
And I want to congratulate you, Doug. Many times, recovering addicts will call the show, and they don't have the intestinal fortitude. They don't have the nerve to be able to, you know, live in a world where other people get to make decisions like the ones that they made, and they want to see all the world locked down because it'll make it easier for them to stay off the hooch or whatever it is that they...
If I can't do it, no one else should be able
right.
to do it.
And
yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, your empathy is admirable.
Well, thank you. You just made my head bigger than it is.
Hey, thanks, Doug, for your call. Go ahead, real quick.
How can I condemn somebody that smokes marijuana when I've been here? And as far as I'm concerned, the government should stay out of it because it's...
Totally with you.
Power trip.
Thanks, Doug. You're absolutely right. I appreciate that. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So there you go. A recovering drug addict says legalize it. Don't use me as an excuse. Don't use the fact that there are people who have problems with drugs as an excuse to keep them legal. Because, again, if you do care about people, and that's the purported reason why people support the war on drugs. Because most people won't tell you to your face that they want to see all drug users executed. They won't tell you that.
Well, they don't mean that. Come
no.
on.
That's what
they
I
just
don't
want people to do things that they don't want them to do. It's a control aspect. And this is most of the problem with human interaction is one group of humans wanting to control the actions of another group of humans. If people can sort of let go and say, look, these are the rules. There are very few of them, but we enforce them thoroughly. No hitting, no touching inappropriately, no stealing, and you know, these rules, that's where we're drawing the line. The rest of this, you know, that's fine. You're responsible. You can smoke all the weed you want, and you're responsible for every action you take afterwards and before and all the time. So if you smoke a bunch of weed and you jump off a building, kersplat, as far as I'm concerned, your estate should have to pay for the cleanup. If you smoke a bunch of weed and you drive a car and you do some damage, you, your insurance company, you're responsible. That's what it comes down to. It's personal responsibility. We don't need a bunch of nannies running around enforcing all the rules.
What I was saying, though, Mark, was that most people who want to see drugs stay illegal would not tell you they want to see drug users executed. Most of them don't want that. They want what they believe is best for that person. And they believe that it's best for that person to not do drugs. So I think that most people are motivated to see the war on drugs continue because they do believe that it's in the best interest of the people. That's what I was trying to get out there, was that there are some people who do believe that drug users should be executed, but I think they're in the small minority of the people who support prohibition. Most people believe in prohibition because they believe it's a way they can mold society into behaving in the way that they want them to. But it just doesn't work. And using force on people, using the threat of force against people, has unintended consequences. And further, I would just like to suggest that if you do claim to care about people, if that's why you're supporting the war on drugs, because you want the best for people, you've got to understand that in order to get people to where you want them to be, the threat of force should not be part of that equation. It should not be part of what you're entering into the, you know, to the equation. What you should be using is persuasion. You should be using logic. You should be using incentive to, you know, motivate people, to inspire them to do what it is that you want them to do. You don't want someone to do what you want out of fear, because then they're not really valuing whatever it is that they're doing. They're not really coming to the conclusion on their own. They're just simply doing it because you're holding the axe over their head.
Well, this argument's been made many times throughout the centuries, is there's no morality when people don't get to make a decision. That's just simply bondage. It's servitude. When you tell people how they have to act and they come to different conclusions and you get all upset and then you attempt to control their behavior, what are you but a control freak?
Let's continue here. We've got John in Pennsylvania. John, you're on Free Talk Live on the Live Saturday Show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's on your mind, John? Go ahead.
Conservative John out here in Pennsylvania, Republican. Smoke pot. sitting here drinking. And I think that the biggest problem with marijuana is the testing aspects of it. Like you said, going to work and whatnot. And having somebody drug test you 2 weeks after you smoke a joint, you know you're not high anymore, and it comes up in your blood. Where somebody can sit here and drink all night, and the next day they go to work, say they get in a fender bender somewhere, and they're taken in for testing, the alcohol doesn't even show up. So that's the main thing. I think we need better testing for enforcement at work. For marijuana, if you want to smoke a joint on Friday, it's not going to bother you on Monday when you're at work. And there has to be some kind of threshold in the testing that says you just smoked within the last 2 hours or if you smoked 2 days ago.
I trust science will to come up with this.
The marketplace certainly could.
As I understand, there is a test, but it's expensive. And, you know, the marketplace will bring down the price with supply and demand, that sort of thing.
Generally will. Thanks, John, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you. It's Free Talk Live. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us right here, toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you've heard that the Free State Project has reached its goal of 20,000 people who've signed up, like you and I did, Mark, a long time ago, signed up for the Free State Project, pledging to move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. If you're a libertarian, if you're a voluntarist, if you're someone who understands the ideas of liberty and you're willing to actually put them into action and work towards more freedom sometime in the future, well, then you really should join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org and start planning your move to New Hampshire. Why New Hampshire? Why was New Hampshire chosen as the destination for the Free State Project? Well, check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great documentary film that you can watch for free online tonight. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com and you can watch it there. It's on YouTube. It's just an hour long and it will just rapid fire hit you with 101 reasons why New Hampshire is the destination for people who care about freedom. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com as we go to the phones and to the fun. Tracy is in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tracy.
Hi, guys. How are you tonight?
Welcome. You're on the radio. Doing great.
Well, I'm calling in for a couple of reasons. First of all, I spent about 3 months in Colorado, and though it was nice to be able to partake of the medical and recreational marijuana there because it's legal, what I found was that the price gouging for things like rent made the homeless population enormous. And those shelters were overrun, and the needs were just really sad to see. The other thing was that when I moved to Indiana, because you cross state lines and you can go to jail for it, the reason I was taking marijuana was because I had a traumatic brain injury a little less than 3 years ago completely disabled me. Went through the pharmaceutical route twice, doctor recommended, and both medications nearly killed me with a side effect.
Yikes.
So here you go. You know, the hard part is that society is so ingrained to think, doctor writes a script, take the pill, and you're fine. Pills almost killed me. So I take something that's natural, but it's illegal. I can go to jail for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's quite it's a challenge for people to figure out how then to be able to live a life that's full and be able to take care of things like disabling symptoms, but yet not be criminalized in the process. Or you just have to move to another state again.
Right. Well, that's what it seems to be, is that people are, you know, they're forced to make a decision. Do I want to live around what loved ones? And that can be, you know, really helpful in this bad economy to be able to live near family.
Especially
right?
if you're sick.
And that sort of thing. Or, you know, do I want to be a criminal? And that's a tough decision.
Tracy, yeah. Thanks for sharing yeah. your experience with us here tonight. We do appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Want to try to get some more thoughts on the radio here tonight? Mark is also in Indiana, listening in Indy to WIBC. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, right off the bat, I feel bad for people that benefits them for medical reasons. recreational thing, I'll make a comment that moment after you this point, because they're not point. I actually have a question for you. I'm wondering if you guys have an answer.
Okay.
What about in the case I don't do anything, I don't use anything, I'm party pooper.
You don't drink?
I got tipsy twice in my life.
Okay.
So there you go. There's your answer. My concern is if I drive a truck for a living, semi truck man, then all of a sudden I get sent in for a drug test. But let's just say the day before that, or maybe even that day, I walked through a cloud of secondhand smoke, what have you, from a bunch of people sitting there huffing and puffing it away, and I breathe it in. I got to breathe. And will that be in my system? I guess, you know, that's
unlikely. It should be a trace amount, and they generally have a threshold that they rate that they don't rate below.
Yes,
so,
highly unlikely.
I've taken tests back when I was younger, and you know I'd smoked within say 20 days, but it didn't show up because I was thin enough and drank enough water beforehand that it didn't make a difference. But it was probably in the urine. It just wasn't enough to trip their signals.
So yeah, not really something to worry about.
But don't eat a poppy seed bagel.
But just remember, you know, when you're walking through a cloud of smoke, it's all secondhand anyway, so it's already been likely inhaled into their body first before being exhaled, and then maybe you inhaling a portion of it as you're walking through, passing through briefly. This is, you know, nothing to be concerned with. Anything else you want to share tonight, Mark?
Yeah, well, I guess another example is I'm working in a garden in the backyard, and neighbors are all out there smoking away, and there's a breeze blowing my way. I'm not thinking anything of it. I'm assuming probably not, but, you know.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
I don't know.
You wouldn't want to stay in a place where you will continue to inhale it. So if you were downwind from a fire which was burning bales of marijuana and you continued to inhale it, then I would say there's a chance you might get high off of that and then possibly, be detectable with a drug test. So I would say that if you have the ability to avoid continuing to inhale marijuana, then you would probably want to put some sort of measures into place to avoid that. But just a brief encounter with it, I wouldn't worry too much about. Thanks, Mark, for your call tonight. Let's continue here. We've got Jeff. He's west of Chicago. And, Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. This doctor for you on the weekday is always talking about how good beets are. I chopped beet up and put it in some pea soups with pea soup, and it was really good, and I felt some benefit from it. It's, you know, like good for your digestive system, apparently, and stuff like that.
I think you said how good beets are, but you got cut out.
Red beets. Yeah, I chopped up a red beet and put it in some split pea soup.
They're finding a lot of health benefits to beets, yeah.
Yeah, thankfully it's not illegal to do that. Thanks for the call, Jeff. I appreciate it. Let's go to Mike listening in Myrtle Beach. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Yes.
Hey, you're on the radio.
Yes, sir.
You got to turn down the radio in the background or it's going to drive you crazy hearing us and then hearing us again. It's going to drive me crazy, too, if I keep hearing it. Yeah, you got to turn that down.
Okay, I grew up in the 60s when marijuana was everywhere. Went to Woodstock, marijuana was everywhere. I mean, for years, 60s and 70s, everybody smoked marijuana. The police didn't care, really. I mean, they'd pull you over, your car smelled like pot, they didn't jerk you out and take you to jail or anything like that. Then all of a sudden, bam, everything turned around, and now it's all illegal and everything. That's crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is crazy. They figured out they could make a bunch of money off of it is what happened, Mike. The police figured out this was a cash crop for them, and I got to let you go, but thanks for the call tonight. Terrible phone. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But, yeah, it became something that they could really rake in the dough because it's easy to detect. It's, unlike a lot of drugs, you can easily find marijuana just with a human nose, let alone a dog sniff.
There's problems with, illegal drugs generally, right? Like, there's societal problems that seem to follow these around. So the idea in the late 60s under the Nixon administration was, let's solve these problems with enforcement, and we'll see how that goes. So then there's the Say No to Drugs campaign under Reagan.
Yeah.
There was the expansion of the policing departments under Clinton, and it's just kept on going and going. Now these organizations they're big, money-hungry government bureaucracies that make their living by putting your children in prison. And we've got this giant prison industrial complex that supports police unions. The politicians obviously make a buttload on it. Don't forget the prison guard unions. There's just a tremendous – the private prisons, there's a tremendous amount of money being made on the backs of the drug war. And a lot of the people that are in prison that have committed violent crimes or theft type crimes, they wouldn't be there if drugs were illegal either, because some people are stealing stuff to get drugs.
District's marijuana reforms have already saved thousands of people from facing arrest. Marijuana arrests have plummeted since the implementation of Washington, D.C.'s 2014 marijuana decrim law and the further-reaching ballot initiative later that year. From 2010 to 2015, marijuana arrests have dropped over 92%. Arrests for possession fell by 99.2%, and arrests for possession with intent to distribute are also down 85.5%. Distribution arrests decreased by 71.8%. This reflects local police response to the desire of district residents to focus their limited resources elsewhere. Let's go briefly to James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Go ahead, James.
I would submit to you that the reason why my fellow Republican Maggie Hansen, not to mention millions of Democrats, don't want marijuana to be legal is all you have to take a look at is the wasted and misspent life of Rich Paul, Chris Cantwell, Ian Bernard, Mark Edgington, and I could go on and on.
Chris Cantwell is not a marijuana user. Thanks for the call, though. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health.
Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.